Would you and I consider it a great sign if all of a sudden this great giant planet, five times larger than the Earth, 100 times greater in density than the Earth, and its gravitational pull brought with it meteorites, and all of a sudden they crashed into the Earth, broke down when they hit the atmosphere, but set one-third of the green grass and the forest on fire? That would explain where all this is coming from in Revelation chapter 8. And then asteroids, which are rocks, drug along with it, colliding with planet Earth, even though the planet X, or the 10th planet, did not touch planet Earth. It's very important that we understand, drop down to verse 25 and 26 of Luke chapter 21. There shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Why? Because the gravitational pull of this planet that comes much closer to ours than the sun. And the gravitational pull could make the sea waves up to 500 feet high, pounding the coastal cities and the coastways of the world. Verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. We know it's only going to be temporary until this planet gets by. But planet Earth is going to be a pretty rotten place to exist upon after that. That's why Jesus Christ will have to return to restore all things. Because if he didn't come to restore it, there would no flesh be saved alive. What are we going to do about this? You and I, who seem to be ones across America that love the Word of God, no matter how fearful it seems to us, no matter how it may affect our lives, we seem to be the ones scattered around, and others who listen that want to know the truth. And if we want to know, that means we also should have that desire to fulfill in our lives whatever's necessary to be protected. God doesn't reveal these things to just everybody. If he did, everybody would seek to be protected. We saw a scripture back there where it says they'll hear, they won't get it. They'll see, it'll just go right over their heads. They won't have any spiritual understanding. So who is it that God is opening their mind to these things? I'm looking at a handful in comparison to others. But God is going to protect. What should we do about it then? Turn to Philippians chapter 4. Because we are the ones that for some reason God is allowing us to understand the things that are coming, and yet he told us, fear not. Don't fear. And so we look around and say, now, wait a minute. I see a planet coming and is dragging asteroids, is going to hit the Earth, and 10% of the population is going to survive. And I'm not to be anxious or fearful in any way. It's what Jesus said. In Philippians 4, starting in verse 6, through 8. Be careful for nothing, or don't be anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so if we're going to have peace, if we're not going to be anxious because we know that our Savior called us. We know that we could not understand the things that are being said unless the Holy Spirit revealed them to us. 1 Corinthians 2, 7-16 says so. If we know that we have been called of God, we can believe the Scriptures. We're not to be careful, over anxious. We're not to be worried, because He is going to stamp His approval on a group of people. Finally, brethren, verse 8, whatsoever things are true. This is the lifestyle we should be living this moment in time. Whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and that's a refinement of our character, and if there be any praise, think on these things. In other words, only think on the things that are above, and understand that God is fulfilling prophecy to show His greatness. He has selected us to understand. We don't have the eyes that can't see, the ears that can't hear. We understand. So we can let the love of God overflow in our life to build one another up and prepare for these things, so that when they come, we can look up, because our salvation draws nigh. You know, Jesus talked to the seven churches on paper in Revelation 2 and 3. He didn't come out and verbally talk to them, just like He's not verbally talking to us today. He sent a former redhead to do that. But as long as he reads the words and expounds them properly and correctly, then Jesus will be pleased with our hearing them. He gave us and each one of the churches the key. He said in Revelation 2:7, Revelation 2:11, Revelation 2:17, Revelation 2:26, Revelation 3, verse 5, verse 12, and verse 21. To all seven of the churches, he says, to him or that individual that has my spirit, that overcomes. That's the person that he's looking for. That's what we're doing here. Nothing else. We're here to be overcomers so that the living Jesus Christ will say, well done, you good and faithful servant. Enter you into the joys of the Lord. And it will be a joy, because He will guide us through all of these things. No matter how horrifying something seems to us, if Jesus Christ's words are valuable, and if they are honest, and they are of good report to our mind, then nothing is going to cause fear in our life. We'll rejoice to know the truth, because our salvation's drawing closer. That's the whole purpose of it. Jesus, remember, as I mentioned in Revelation 3:10, said that He would keep us out of contact from the hour of temptation that's going to come upon all the world. He means it. He died. He was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. He proved He was the Savior. He proved He had a heavenly Father who is God, because He brought Him from the dead.